This is KUT. The state agreed to some big changes to the Texas voter ID law Wednesday, ahead of the presidential election. A federal appeals court recently found the state's law makes it harder for minorities to vote, so the state was forced to negotiate with opponents of the law to come up with a remedy. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, they have a proposed plan.
Chad Dunn is one of the attorneys who's been representing a group of Texas voters fighting the law. He says after years of appealing various court rulings, the state finally conceded defeat and has agreed to change the strict ID law.
The process that will be in place in November, it will be easy, it will be secure, it will ensure that every eligible person, only eligible persons, have the right to vote. And nobody should be discouraged from speaking up and casting their ballot, whatever their preferences. People should get out and vote, and we're going to make sure the rules are in place to let them do so.
Both sides agreed to expand the list of IDs people can use at the polls. The state law only allowed a limited number of photo IDs that could be presented. The proposed plan would allow people who don't have any photo IDs to present a paycheck stub or government mail and sign a document saying they have a reasonable impediment to getting a photo ID. If they do that, they will be able to vote using a regular ballot. If approved, the state will also have to spend at least $2.5 million on voter outreach before November. These agreed terms will go before a federal judge in a couple of days for approval. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.